through the water, and when we finally got to the ship, Callum took a huge bite. Turns out he bit into an oil filter, and the bite caused sparks to fly into the air. The ship exploded. We flew through the air. We landed in what we thought was a safe area, but the explosion had destroyed it. No, it was just a pool of water. Thankfully, it was not polluted. Callum had survived, and he quickly put us on dry land. He said that there was a thing called Stargate to Animaltopia, and it was a long way away. He said we can go to Animaltopia from there and not die. Let humans destroy this land. Once we reach Animaltopia, life would be painless and peaceful. Animaltopia, let's go there. Then a huge wave of pollution came down, and all we could hear was the screams of all the pain and sickness of Callum dying. Chapter 7, Death Forest. Just before Callum died, he gave us a map he made from some bark of a tree. He also said to go to the end of the map, and that is where the Stargate to Animaltopia is. But as we started to go, we looked at each other and cried. Even though we didn't know him for very long, we cried all the way to Death Forest, which was the first destination on the map. The reason it was called Death Forest is because there was not a lot of trees there, and there was a bunch of humongous machines and hunters.